Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright day across Israel, with plenty of sunshine in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Haifa enjoys mild temperatures, perfect for an afternoon stroll. Meanwhile, Eilut is warm, adding to the charm of this southern city. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier this hour, Ynet reported the IDF has released its first operational records from the 2006 Lebanon War, highlighting preparations for massive rocket fire. Also, the Times of Israel shared that U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham has died at 71. Prime Minister Netanyahu called him one of Israel's greatest friends. Also this hour, JNS reports that Iran claims to have struck U.S. bases in Qatar, Kuwait, Bahrain, Oman, and Jordan, warning of severe responses to any aggression. Separately, I-24 News noted that the U.S. launched strikes on Iran after an Iranian attack on a ship in the Strait of Hormuz, which Iran now claims is closed. And finally, according to JTA, Lindsey Graham, a pro-Israel advocate and confidant of Donald Trump, passed away suddenly at the age of 71. His last visit to Israel was in February. Here's what people are saying online. Amichai Chikli, an Israeli politician, wrote just minutes ago about the loss of Senator Lindsey Graham, calling him a faithful warrior for Western civilization and a true American patriot. Open Source Intel, an intelligence analyst, posted that Iran's parliament spokesperson stated they have seized and will maintain control of the Strait of Hormuz by force. Ynet Global posted earlier that Lindsey Graham was more than a friend to Israel. He was considered an iron shield in Washington. Let's go deeper, starting with the IDF's newly released records from the 2006 Lebanon War. Ynet reports these documents reveal preparations for massive rocket fire during that conflict. The release marks 20 years since Hezbollah's cross-border attack led to a 34-day war. This transparency aims to shed light on past military strategies and decisions. Turning to the passing of U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, the Times of Israel highlights his strong support for Israel. Prime Minister Netanyahu expressed deep sorrow, stating that Graham was one of Israel's greatest friends. His death leaves a significant gap in pro-Israel advocacy within the U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, JNS informs us of Iran's claim of strikes on U.S. bases across the Gulf region. This follows warnings from Iran's Revolutionary Guard about retaliating against perceived aggressions. The situation raises tensions and could impact regional stability. That strike comes hours after the U.S. responded to an attack in the Strait of Hormuz, as noted by I-24 News. The Strait's closure by Iran escalates tensions further, affecting global oil supply routes. CENTCOM confirmed retaliatory strikes to maintain freedom of navigation. Finally, JTA commemorates Lindsey Graham, highlighting his February visit to Israel before the current U.S.-Israel conflict with Iran escalated. Graham's legacy includes significant contributions to strengthening U.S.-Israel relations. His sudden death impacts upcoming diplomatic strategies between the two nations. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports on a secretive alliance between Russia and China aiming to arm Iran. An investigation by Der Spiegel reveals operational plans that could shift power dynamics in the region. Separately, CTEC notes that Qatar has blocked Volkswagen's Iron Dome deal with Israeli defense company Rafael. This decision affects thousands of jobs at a struggling German factory. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports a 5% surge in oil prices, with a barrel now at $72. This follows increased tensions in the Persian Gulf, impacting global markets and bond yields. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 1 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.